Good day to all. I'm back. Obviously, this is Chang. Very interesting. Very interesting. So we had some very interesting experiences, I think it's fair to say. So many of you, I am sure, felt energy change in the rooms whilst we connected to your spiritual energy, whilst we connected to your vibration. There is instrumental change. So each one of you has had a frequency uplift. And I think Andrew's conversation earlier about the battery that was drained that's suddenly coming up to full voltage is actually quite an interesting concept. So this is where we see things. So from a planetary perspective, what we're actually trying to do, of course, here is I am here as a spiritual entity, and my main role and my main task is to basically raise or help to rise the vibration of planet Earth. There are lots of different frequencies and energies on this planet, and there's different ways to do that. And one of the ways that I chose for myself and decided some time ago is I would connect with young Andrew. We would work together as a team, him in the physical body, myself as a spiritual entity. And the idea is that as we clear and we clean the energetic fields of each individual person that we work on, so their frequency ascends. So every single person that we work on, we change the vibration of the place that that person lives because we change them. And as we detach and remove and clear negative attachments, negative entities and energies, then of course that affects the family of that person. So we're not just affecting one person. Every time we perform a clearing and a healing, we're actually changing the space that people live in. And of course that means that your space changes vibration, you change vibration, you then elect to change people around you. So this is a domino effect that we're explaining here, whereby we start off quite small, but we are starting to make huge change on planet Earth. And of course, we have more teams of people now. We have, at the time I connected with young Andrew, of course, and then young Terence appeared. And between the three of us, we made a team, the three amigos, I used to call myself at one point. We used to laugh and joke. It was very funny, and we were quite humorous people together. Terry, not so humorous, to be fair, but we did used to have fun and laugh. But of course, that always the end game for us was developing a method to be able to clean people's etheric fields and remove negative vibration, so increasing their frequency of vibration. Because, my friends, every step you take on this planet, your frequency is imbued into the floor. Every footstep you take remains on planet Earth. Even when you take your last breath and you move back to spirit, change your frequency, the places that you walked, the things that you did, are still carried in the vibration. And this, of course, is why we have negative places and we have positive places. If people have all let's say died in a battle together, they've all experienced trauma and pain and fear. All of those frequencies are imbued into that physical place. Now, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of positivity to be able to change that frequency. And this is where, when you see and you look at war zones, they generally don't change because lots of people would have to be in the same space, vibrating at a high frequency in love, or making love, or doing something positive they enjoy to be able to rectify and change that negative vibration that was imbued into that spot. So you can see, depending upon the places that you live, depending upon the areas that you live, depends upon the frequency you're living in and around. And of course, you are all here to invoke change. You are what we say, your light bodies. Earlier, we activated your light bodies, each and every one of you. Have been through a clearing that you consciously worked through yourselves. You were grounded to the planet, and then we connected and activated your light body. All of you have a light body, and we see your light body. We see people that walk around. If you could see the view that I see, when I look, I don't have physical eyes to see things as you see them, of course. But what I see is a frequency of vibration and a display of light. And if I was to stand in the middle of a road and watch people passing me, I would see their frequency, so I would know how positive they are. But more importantly, I would see their light activation. Are they a dim energy, meaning they're down, depressed, negative? angry, would I see a light person walking past with a high vibrating frequency of light? They will be activated light individuals. And those people, you are those people. You have been activated. Your light has been activated. But of course, it means the darkness can see you. The darkness can see the opponent, which is why you need to invoke your own protections. And this is what we say to people that work through this type of training and work. When you come online, when you're activated, your light can be seen. It can be seen by the positive side, of course, and it can be seen by the negative side too. And this is where you need to learn the techniques to protect yourself. Because, of course, as you vibrate at a higher frequency, you become a very sought-after commodity because the negative side will try to take your light from you. They don't want you walking around in a high vibrating state. We on the positive side want you walking around as a light activated, conscious individual that's here to invoke change and bringing positive energy into this planet. So there are what we call spiritual world warfare events happening all the time, and you are all in them, unbeknownst to most of you. And this is why we need to start to educate, and we need to start to explain exactly what you're part of and what you're in, and why your days are like they are, why you find yourself with chaotic families and difficult people around you, because they're attracted to you, because they're trying to change your light, they're trying to snuff your light out to a certain degree. Most light workers, especially people like yourselves that have been incarnated here onto planet Earth, have come in with a high vibration, with a job to do. And you will find that the negative side will attach to you. Each and all of you will have had narcissistic personalities, people, partners, and friends and family around you that are narcissistically difficult to deal with, that are argumentative, that create chaos in your life because they're the opposition. They're being used by the opposition to take you off of your path. And this is where you learn your boundaries. This is where you learn your sovereignty and your protection. This is where you start to increase your vibration and you come online as an intellectually enabled spiritual entity because this is what you are. You are warriors in a spiritual war, whether you realize that or not. And the fact remains that the more you understand the game that you're part of and the part that you're playing, the more change you have. Which, of course, brings me on to the conversation that we're here today to do. So, this second meditation is a planetary uplift. I've used different words to Andrew, words that he forbid me to use in this conversation because it sounded too strong, I think, from his perspective. And of course, as you know, he and I have a very funny, what would we say, relationship. We do argue at times. We feel like sometimes we're married to each other. Andrew quite often says to me, it's like being married twice, but you're more trouble than Jane. And we laugh and we joke. We have these conversations. And of course, that's the way things should be. I am a spiritual entity. I have my own personality. I can laugh and I can joke the same as you can. And of course, I can see things in a different way. So we are here to kickstart the grid. We are here to make change. We are here together today as a group of enlightened warrior light workers with activated light codes, activated light bodies. And my team, if you give permission, will connect to you. And what we will do is we will connect each and every one of you to each and every other one of you. So you all become connected. As young Andrew said, like an internet of computers and servers. You'll become an internet, effectively a spiritual internet of warriors and light activated physical people. And what we will then do when we've connected everyone together, you will start to feel heat in your body because your vibration will start to ascend. Because, of course, the more we connect each of you together, the higher the frequency will be. And we will wait for that frequency to build. And I will talk. As you can see, I like to talk, I'm very good at talking. I enjoy talking, and I even, it will be said that I even enjoy this type of work more than anything, taking control of Andrew's physical body to be able to come and speak to you. And then, of course, I leave the physical body for him to deal with all of the problems afterwards, because, of course, I'm not really interested in the aging process and all of the pains and trials and tribulations that physical people have, which of course is quite funny. He said to me a while ago, when at the dentist, "Chen, would you like to experience the root canal filling?" I thought about it for a second and then thought, "No, actually, I won't. You can go through the pain and the experience of the root canal filling, my friend, because it's your life." So, as you can see, we do have some quite good fun. But once we connect all of you, we will start to build the vibration. And then when we're ready, we will connect you basically into the grid, and we will send a huge amount of positive, high vibrating, love-based frequency energy through you all. You'll probably feel it because your heart centers will all open. And that love-based frequency will then go straight through you into the grid, the physical grid that you stand upon or you sit upon, but into the planet. And all of you will be connected again, what we say top and bottom. So that positive energy will be coming down through your crown, straight down through your physical body and your spiritual body, connecting into the planet, going straight into the core. So Mother Earth, basically, we'll get a huge big jolt of very high frequency, love-based positive energy. And this is going to be quite a shock to the opposition because, of course, it will change things. And again, young Andrew told me earlier, be careful what you say, Chen. Don't make any rash expectations on things. But of course, we know exactly what's likely to happen, so we're going to say certain things. So from my perspective, this is a huge upgrade in each of you because you will be channeling a huge amount of positive, love-based, high-frequency energy. The places that you live are going to get the same. And of course, the grid will change its frequency. So this is a change to the whole planet's frequency that will make it more difficult for the opposition to try to maintain their low-vibrating negative control, which of course is why we're all here. So hopefully that explains the concepts of why we're here, what we're here to do, and how we're going to do things. So let's progress with the actual meditation, because of course, as you know, when we go into meditation, we change our frequency. We bring online that it's spiritual intelligence that is the real part of us. This is the part that we're talking to. This is the part that's actually working and doing things. And of course, this is the core part, really, of who each and every one of you actually are. You might think you're the physical person looking back through these windows on this particular session, but of course you're not. You're a spiritual entity. You're a spiritual entity with a vibration and an intelligence, and this is the real part of you. And this is the part that we're connecting with today. This is why you're here. And for those people that view or watch this recording in some type of catch-up mode, the same thing happens. There is no time and space from our perspective. So the moment you listen to this recording, the same things will be happening as happened to the people that were part of the recording. So again, if you find yourself now in that comfortable space, just allow yourself to relax. And just bring your conscious awareness back into yourself. So going back to that same high vibrating frequency that we were in before, and you find yourself back inside your protected bubble of light. That bubble of light that is for you, it's your bubble of light, which only allows your frequency inside, protecting you. You're consciously inside your bubble. You immediately can feel your vibration start to increase. You probably can feel heat starting to rise inside your body. Your third eye will start to activate, and your mind will start to activate. Your head will probably become warm as the frequency increases. So now just bring up a visualization in your mind of a golden doorway, a golden door vibrating at the highest frequency of light. And just look at that door for a moment. This is a protected door. My team are on the other side of this door. Your spirit guides are also on the other side of this door. So if you choose, allow that door to open and step through, and you will be connected and presented with your own guide that will smile will shake your hand. They will acknowledge your presence and laugh. Here you are again. You've done this before. You'll do this again. This is you working at your highest frequency of vibration, a light activated individual, a warrior spirit here to make change. You're here to do things. You're here to invoke change. And just take a moment and you see steps in front of you. Those steps could be wooden steps, they could be glass steps, they could be quartz crystal steps. They may be translucent, they may be solid. So start to walk along those steps. And as you start to walk along those steps, you can feel your vibration start to rise. You're changing your frequency of vibration. You're moving into a new frequency with your conscious awareness. You feel powerful. You feel activated. And as you're walking forward, you can see an opening appearing before you, an opening to a cave. And as you start to walk towards that cave, you can see it's imbued with crystals. The brightest color crystals you've ever seen in your life. You can see quartz crystals holding memories. And you can see a tunnel moving downwards. Everywhere around the tunnel are crystals, all pointing outwards. And you're walking down this path, and you realize you're walking into the center of Mother Earth's core energy of vibration. As you walk forward, you can see an energy in front of you glowing as a hologram, a high vibrating golden energy. This energy is the mother. This energy is Mother Earth greeting you. She's been waiting for you to come. You've been acknowledged and noticed. Your vibration is noticed. Your thought process is noticed. Your vibration is high and you're activated with light. And you change the way that she feels. You change the vibration of planet Earth. You all join together now. As you look around, you can see people coming in from different directions, different cultures, colors, different people. All of you meeting together. During this meditation, with the energy and the vibration of the mother of the planet that you exist on. And as you look around, you can see seats that start to appear, different types of seats. So find your seat and sit down. And as you sit down, you're all laughing to yourselves. You remember, you've done this before, you've been here before. This is you remembering. How we change the vibration of the planet, how we push the negative side out. Now hold hands with the person next to you, and we create a round grid of energy. You can start to feel energy moving through your body. You can see light activating, running around the circle inside as a spark of light. Starts to move around from one person to another. It starts to get quicker and quicker until you can no longer see the spark. All you can see is that you're in the center of white light, vibrating at the highest frequency of love. And behind you, you notice there are the guides, your guides, everyone's guide stood behind each of you. They put their hands on your shoulders. You'll feel them do so. You'll feel their energy and their vibration. They love you. They're here to love you. They're here to help you. They're here to work with you. You chose them. And then you notice behind them, there are other energies appearing, energies you may not have ever seen before in your life, different interpretations of high vibrating, loving entities, all part of my team. You can spend a few moments to look and notice things that you've never seen before. These are all spiritual entities that are here working with the same conscious awareness as you. to promote peace and love on this planet, to move the vibration into a very high vibration, love-based planet of integrity, truth, and honesty. Now just notice how you feel. Clarity, calm, peaceful, protected. This is you working as an intelligent spiritual entity. Your heart chakra is open. Your field is clear and cleansed. You may never have felt like this before, and you can feel it again. You can return to this meditation and feel these same feelings again. Now, at this point in this journey, during this meditation, we're going to activate the light grid of the planet. So we're going to push now energy down through each and every one of you. So you may feel an increase of heat. You may feel a powerful energy run straight down from your crown, down through your spine, down through your feet. So just take a breath, allow that energy to push through you as it passes through your etheric field and your physical body straight into the planet's grid. We're going to light the whole planet up and increase the frequency of vibration with your help. So just take a moment to notice and watch how you feel. You can smile to yourself and laugh. This is something that you will remember for the rest of your life. This is something you have been part of. You are a light warrior. This is why you're here. You're here to work with us, and we're here to work together in love, truth, and honesty with integrity to change this space. So I'm going to stop talking for a minute whilst we just move the energy through each of you, and the planet adopts a new frequency. So just visualize in your mind, almost like acupuncture points that are being lit up around the planet as that vibration changes. You're part of an interconnected grid of energy. If you start to feel warm, just allow that frequency and that heat to move through you. Put the thought out to your guides, take away the feeling of heat, or if there's an uncomfortable vibration that you're assimilating, just again put the thought out to your guides to clear the energy, to clear the feeling. But because your light activation has been done and your chakras are clear, that energetic pulse should just work straight through you, out the other side. The only thing you may notice is that your third eye and your head starts to warm up considerably as that vibration ascends, as we maintain the pulse. We maintain that high vibrating energy. We're pulling in other energy into planet Earth. And those of you that are spiritually psychic, you'll notice the change. I will turn that off for a moment. To just notice the feeling. Now we will ask our team to step back, to disconnect from each and every one of you, as that new vibration, that high frequency vibration, has been adopted by the grid, by the mother. And at this point, you look forward and you'll notice the colours have changed. The mother's energy in front of you has changed. The crystals have changed in clarity and colour. Everything has changed. You have changed. You feel different. Your vibration and energy is higher. You've assimilated a huge frequency of vibration through your field. So you will notice change in a positive way. So now just stand up, laugh, wave goodbye to each other in your seats, and find your way back to the path that you transcended earlier, and start to walk back towards that golden door of light, which is your door of light. And then when you're ready, come through that door of light, leaving your guides outside. Wave goodbye to them and the other team entities of mind that you may see will stay outside of that door. They may give you a hug, they may shake your hand formally, they may bow and nod to you. When you're ready, walk through that door and then you find yourself back inside your bubble of light. This is you back in your protected space. And just spend a moment to allow that new frequency of vibration to be assimilated into your physical being as your spiritual body comes back down in frequency and locks back into your physicality. And you find yourself back in the room that you're in. You can feel your feet on the floor. You can wiggle your hands, move your neck. And then when you're ready, open your eyes. Well, I will spend a few moments allowing you to come back to yourselves. From our perspective, this was a huge change in energy, a huge kickstart for the grid. I think I said to young Andrew earlier that we plan to thump the grid in a positive way earlier. And he said, Chen, don't use the word thump. And I said, I may do. I did decide I would because I thought it was a nice way to think of things. When you thump something, you change the energy and the vibration. And what we've done effectively is thumped Mother Earth's grid with a hugely high vibrating energy, which will change things. There is no chance things will not change because, of course, we've injected a higher frequency of light into the energetics of the grid. And it's been injected in all of the places that you live and the places that you stand. It's gone through your energy and your vibration. So you may notice things change. It will be interesting to see, I think, over the next few days when we look at world news, things that are happening around the world to see any type of change. We, on the other side, of course, from a spiritual perspective, will also be watching because we see light. So we'll be seeing places that will be activated with light that may have been dark before. And as that vibration increases and changes, so the places will change. So the people that live in those places will feel different. So the corporations and the organizations will have to change. And this is how we bring the planet's vibration up, is that we work in a very clever way, working with Mother Earth, changing the vibration and the planet through light activating people like yourselves. So from my perspective, we would like to, as a team, to thank you for being involved in this particular event. As young Andrew said, you are guinea pigs to a certain degree, which of course can be fun. Some guinea pigs are very happy. So it's good to experience these things. And from our perspective, we will be watching the results of the research, if you like, that we're carrying out. And then, of course, the anticipation and the intention, from my perspective, is that we will start to do more of these types of things where we create groups of people around the world in the same physical time space, and then we activate their light energy, send energy and light through them, which changes the grid. Because this is a very fast way for us to change the planet. And of course, as the vibration of the planet increases, so the negative side has to make different decisions. And obviously, from our perspective, leaving the planet or removing themselves, certainly from certain parts of the planet, would be our main goal. So we're under no illusion that this will take time, but this is a new way to do things. It's a new way. There are new energies coming into planet Earth. There's a new vibration. The frequencies are changing. And as young Andrew, I think, said earlier, At some point, you will see other entities walking down the road. You will smile. At the moment, you look at each other with different colour skin, and you're interested to see how you behave. You're interested to look at the cultures and the ways that people live. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you see other entities that look different to you, completely different to you, that do different things, that can speak to you with telepathy? So the concept of the Star Wars bar, I think I quite like. I know young Andrew talks about it quite a lot in his protection classes, but the concept is the same, is that there will be a time when people will be sat around a bar, but it won't just be physical human beings with different coloured skin. It will be different entities and different vibrations, different species that all use telepathy to communicate and talk. And for those of you that develop yourself in a mediumship manner, you will be able to converse and speak to these entities in the same way that we speak to yourselves. So, from my perspective, what an enlightened, amazing time to be a physical human being. And of course, you must remember, friends, that you've won an award effectively to be here at the time, this time in your life. People of your age have been through some part of your life, but to be here at this extraordinary time in planet Earth's evolution, you've basically effectively won the lottery from a spiritual perspective. There are an innumerable number of spirits on my side that would love to be in a physical human body today. They would love to replace you if they could, but of course you effectively won the lottery, which is why you're here. So there's a massive waiting list on our side of spiritual entities that want to incarnate into physical human bodies on planet Earth. But of course the wait time is enormous. So see yourself in a different way today. See that you've already won the lottery because you're here in your physical life. You're all going through traumas, pains, difficulties. That's part of your test, part of your life, it's part of your spiritual advancement and achievements, of course. But there are more things that you're here to do. You're here to change the planet's vibration. And just by being here, just by waking up every day, your energy is still here. You're changing the space for other people coming behind you. See yourself as a light activated entity that's walking forward in light, and you have a huge team behind you. So I will say good day to all and pass you back to Andrew to conclude this particular session. So from our perspective, this has been an immense success. I've obviously enjoyed the opportunity to be able to engage and talk because I do so love to do this. As any of you that have watched me before will know, I can talk for literally hours and hours. In fact, I could keep talking for days, most probably, because of course, while I'm in Andrew's physical body, I have control of the physicality and therefore I can keep it working. But of course, that is not our agreement and therefore that is not what I would do. But interestingly, I could if I chose. So I will say good day to you all and we will look forward to repeating this particular event and research in the future. Good day. Okay, so I'm back basically, which is good. So, where are we? Oh, look, it's So Chen was almost on time then, basically. Was he just run over? Oh no, he's run over. It's fair enough. He always runs over, generally. So status normal. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed whatever you just did, which I'll find out about again, probably in about 2 hours' time or something. So I think the general concept was a kind of grid clearing, really, and a sort of grid activation. So, and again, Chen's very keen from my perspective, really, to make sure that kind of we understand the concepts of what we've done today. Concepts being that we've kind of worked through protection, we've worked through sovereignty, we've talked about some of the problems that kind of exist for us as kind of human physical people in terms of our spiritual energy, how we protect ourselves. And again, you know, protection is kind of my kind of core thing, is what we do. So we obviously run, you know, 6 week protection courses where we kind of teach advanced techniques and go through some of those things. From my perspective, one of the things that I found to be the best for me personally is kind of I wear these pendants basically. So these are kind of Organite effectively. So it's basically crystals with metal. They look quite nice. So I spent years trying to find something to wear as a kind of amulet that was going to be protective to my energy. And nothing ever seemed to work. I tried all sorts of different things and kind of gave up really. And I said to Chen one day, "Well, why don't you tell me what I need?" And of course he laughed and said, "Well, I would have if you'd have asked," which generally is his standard kind of reply to most things. So effectively what I did was kind of said to him, "Right, what do I need to do?" So he said, "You need to make something yourself." But this conversation kind of went over on and for about 2 or 3 months. So I basically bought a book that was all about kind of earth energy and Wilhelm Reich and all that kind of stuff. So we kind of got onto the organite conversation. And then he said, "You know, obviously if you're making some sort of pendant of resin with crystals, vibration, and then we can kind of put like the flower of life in the back," which again, the flower of life is a very protective energy symbol. So I started to sort of play around in the shed, much to Jane's annoyance at the time, with resin and crystals and all sorts of things, and kind of realized that when I started to have these things on me, they changed my field, they protect my field. And the more research I did, I kind of realized that, you know, we kind of make pyramids and things now, we put them in the fridge because they food doesn't go off as fast if you've got organite in your fridge. So then I started to put them around the house. So kind of built pyramids, small ones that are kind of, we've got some here actually, sort of this big. So you put them out around the house, put them in the rooms, and obviously I started to sort of give them to practitioners and people that I was working with to say, "Look, these things have a field. They send a kind of toroidal vortex out from the top of them, basically, and they clear energy." And the big thing for me really was because I can obviously see entities. And one of the things I used to see when I got up at 3 in the morning or 3:33, generally, I'd come to open the bedroom door, see an entity stood there, generally kind of shit myself, and then head off to the toilet or go back to bed and think I might come out when it's not 3:33. Kind of realize that these types of things make a big difference to your protection. So I used to put kind of sea salt around the house. So you can buy kind of tubs of fine sea salt, which I kind of used to sprinkle that around the bed, around the house. And I found that when I did that, I could watch an entity and they wouldn't really cross it. So they kind of go round the salt. So then, of course, you can have quite good fun because you can create a little maze around your house of sea salt. And these entities have to kind of walk around the maze. So you can corner them into a corner, which I found to be quite good fun. And then obviously I talked to them. So at 3 in the morning when Jane was fast asleep, after I'd had a wee, I'd find myself talking to some entity that had been in the house that was negative, that had kind of been cornered in the spare room. And that was part of my journey of learning to kind of work against and with entities and how we can do things and where the kind of protective aspects come to working with. So that's where we started to make all our own things, basically. We started to make amulets, and there are a lot of people that make organite stuff and sell it again. So it's kind of worth having if you're a practitioner and you're in this field. You really need that in your space because it makes a massive difference to the protection levels. So when you've got clients coming into your room, clients, a lot of them are going to have attachments. And of course, those attachments will attack you as a practitioner if you're not protected. So you kind of need to be in your protected space, in your bubble, if you like to see it that way. But again, having some of these things around the house makes quite a big difference. And to be honest, they're quite easy to make. They're quite good fun to make. You can buy some resin, get some metal from somewhere. Lots of places sell, you know, curls of steel and aluminium and copper and all that kind of thing. And then you can buy a load of crystals, basically. And obviously, quartz vibrates at a high frequency. So when we compress the crystals, so as resin hardens, it compresses these crystals, they start to really vibrate at a high frequency. And of course, this is where they create this toroidal vortex. And if you do some research into sort of Wilhelm Reich and the things that he did. So of course because of what we do, obviously I find myself targeted by negative things every day, all day, every night. So in the end, I built a huge one in the garden in a big bucket. So I've kind of bought a bucket in B&Q, local kind of warehouse, hardware, DIY warehouse, and basically filled it with metal, filled it with crystals, filled it with resin, some copper tubes and some kind of big quartz kind of pyramids and some of the things that we make, and basically popped it in the garden. And ever since that's been there, we haven't had hardly any problems here at all. So it makes a massive difference to you. But again, just thinking about your own protection, just thinking about, you know, keeping your space clear. Sound is good. We use tingshawls, so the little bells that you can ting together. They send a sound around the room, so they change and clear stagnant energy, so they can be used to clear your space. Obviously, from our perspective, we obviously sell pendants, pyramids. We've got, if you're into Chen and you like Chen's concept, we've got Chen cups, bags. Even got Chen bumper stickers now because we were asked for them a while back. So Jane took the challenge to create a Chen bumper sticker with his little kind of laugh every day thing on it, which is quite cool. And also from like this session, another thing Chen wanted to do was kind of he likes to have fun. So we kind of created a Chen 10 coupon code basically with 10% off everything that we do sell, appointments, that kind of thing. So if you watch, I don't know, in the States and places, if you do, but we have kind of shows over here where it's like a 10 from Len sort of thing. So when someone does something like Strictly Come Dancing and they do a really good performance, they get a 10 from Len. So we had a Chen 10, which was quite funny. So it's kind of just something amusing that we're kind of thinking about. So there is like a 10% off coupon code if you want to use it in the on the website for the next kind of couple of days, basically. And also, from my perspective, obviously, we teach courses. There's lots of other practitioners on here that are really good, Ruth being one of them, I can see on my screen. And then there's probably about 90 people here, so I can't see everybody, but any other SRA certified practitioners are very good at what they do. And they're very good at what they do because they do what they do because they've done 100 hours of training to get to that point. So if you guys are looking to get cleared, get some clearings done, that type of thing, then obviously we obviously offer them as well, but there's lots of good people that you can get in contact with. And the SRA certified team obviously comes with my backing because of course I co-founded Spirit Release Academy with Jono. So the two of us are behind anyone that's certified, and these are the best people in the world at this work, basically. So if you've got problems with spiritual entities or energy, or you want clearing, then from my perspective, this is what we're doing. We're building a global network of people that are kind of the best in the world at what we do and how we do because we've been doing it for so long. And obviously Terry passed away back in 2020, COVID. So he got COVID. Phoned me up one day and said he was in pain. What could we do? It was like, Terry, you've got COVID. I think you'd need to go to hospital, mate. And he had just run an event actually in London. He just finished teaching in London for that weekend, and most of the people that were there caught COVID. So it's kind of quite a sad story, really. So Terry went home. He wasn't very well. He got worse and worse. Eventually got hospitalized. And then effectively, things kind of, he had the bad version of COVID right at the start, which was the one that caused most of the problems. So eventually passed effectively. And then, of course, from my perspective, it was quite a big shock, really, because we've been working together for like 11 years and we developed this protocol and we had all these plans on things that we were going to do. Terry was very connected to kind of mental health teams. He was connected to psychiatry, medical boards. He'd written papers and research papers and literature. So Terry was a very well-respected person from a kind of non-spiritual way, really. So not in the kind of woo-woo spiritual field. He was connecting to, like you say, psychiatry, hospitals, consultants, people that had spirit possession symptoms and things. He was kind of in that field. So he was quite a big loss, really. And it kind of shook me quite hard because we'd spent a lot of time together. So we were kind of offline for a good year, year and a half, where I wasn't really exactly sure how to kind of keep going with the work that we'd been doing. But obviously all of the research and work, it was too important to lose. And then obviously Jono came along and him and I had a chat and we co-founded Spirit Release Academy. So we kind of picked up the work, picked up the research, and we're kind of moving that forward. So Terry is part of our kind of celestial board, effectively. So he's in the office every day. We've got an office in the UK. So Terry, we walk in the morning and we give Terry a nod. Morning, Terence. Generally, here's something back. Normally, like you're late or there's lots of work to do, get on with it. So, Terry's in the office kind of etherically and he's still working, still connected, which, of course, is quite a it's quite a cool thing because now he sees things from a spiritual perspective because he died and he's in spirit. And of course, we can still talk to him. So, it's quite an interesting sort of configuration, really, from that perspective. So any of you guys that are interested in any of that type of stuff, you can go to the SRA website. We've got a couple of courses running. There's an online course starts in February. So people are basically booking and we're starting them on Q&As now. And then we've got a in-person course in the UK planned for June, which I think is the 23rd, a week commencing 23rd. So anyone that's interested to come over and kind of go through that 5-day immersive experience, which is what it is actually, is what it's enjoyable from our perspective, kind of life-changing for most people that have been on it. So if you're in the space and this is your space and this is the work that you want to do, then certainly consider coming and joining us because you'll meet some amazing people. And it always amazes me really the people that get drawn to do this work. and the way that we do things, which is cool. I mean, ultimately, we're all kind of here in whatever way to make a change. So you're here to make a change. I've kind of dedicated my life to doing this work. It's what I do full time. And sometimes, we all have up days, we'll have bad days. It's kind of a human, aren't we? So we kind of smile, we wake up with a smile, and we go to bed with a smile. So from my perspective, I hope you guys have enjoyed this kind of group worldwide meditation. Chen's probably dancing around behind me for 5 minutes because he'll be happy. And then in 10 minutes' time, we'll have more things to do. So it kind of carries on in that fashion generally. So generally, we don't get to kind of like sit on the laurels very much in this kind of space, which is cool because obviously, our timelines are short. We're living these physical lives that feel like forever. But of course, on the kind of spiritual front, we know that this is a tiny snap in time. So, 60, 70, 80 years, however long we're here, that kind of goes by extremely quickly. So from my perspective, I'd just like to say to you guys, really, thanks for joining. It's been good. From my perspective, thanks to Ollie and Jane. Ollie's our IT whiz that sits in the background most of the time, unnoticed, but he's the one that's running the websites, doing all the work, making sure emails are working, making sure that all the booking systems work, the calendars work. And again, with this work, we're doing spiritual work. And unfortunately, there's a massive IT infrastructure behind the scenes that has to be working to kind of for this to continue. And it's something that John and I have sort of noticed with SRA, really. We were never expecting to have to put together this kind of IT infrastructure to do all of this stuff because we figured that we'd just be teaching spiritual courses to spiritual people. I remember sitting in the pub with John and we said, "How difficult can it be?" Which was funny because, of course, you've got to create corporations, companies, accountants, tax, companies need all sorts of infrastructure to run and do things. So there's been like a massive amount of time and effort put in behind the scenes to kind of get this snowball rolling, I guess. And obviously, we're lucky that we've got the backing of Terry and the spirit teams. So from my perspective, one of the things that the Chen wanted me to mention really is obviously, Chen works with me, channels through me. I'm the only person in the world that he's actually working with. So there are some individuals and people that are talking, as we do with social media. There's lots of people that pretend to be things they're not, but there's lots of people that when they start to see some sort of success, which I guess is a good thing from my perspective, they try to copy it or they try to basically take it as their own. And we are seeing sort of evidence of that. So from my perspective, if you hear of anyone that says they're channeling Chen, then I would assume that that's probably not the truth unless they look like me. And the same with Jono. Jono is obviously channeling White Hawk, same thing. If it's not a hairy guy that looks like Jono, it's probably not White Hawk who's talking. So just bear in mind that, we are finding that because of the space that we're in, the negative side is playing its game to a certain degree and it's going to try to mimic things. And there are imposter guides and spirits that arrive all of the time. So just kind of stay on your guard, stay on your guard, keep yourself sovereign, keep yourself in that positive space. Again, questions, you can send them in to us, obviously my website, andy-porter.co.uk. And again, if you're looking for websites or IT help, then Ollie is obviously my son. He's working behind the scenes for us and keeps this whole thing running, which is sometimes quite amazing, really. So if you're looking for any IT work or support, give him a ping. And then if you're looking for other clearings, go to the SRA website, a certified practitioner list on there. And these are the best people in the world, in my opinion, that are doing this work, and they will help you. Okay, so I'll call this to an end and say good day. Hopefully, you guys have enjoyed that. It should be good. If you want to send us feedback, just drop us an email. Be interested to know how you feel, what you noticed, what you didn't notice. It's always good to kind of get feedback because, as you're aware, I've got no idea what's just happened for 2 hours, really, from my perspective, until I watch this back again. And the idea is, again, it's the 2nd of the 2nd today. So Chen picked the day. This is the 2nd of February. So on the 2nd month of the year, so 2/2/2025. So it's quite an important day from a numerological perspective and therefore an energetic perspective to do this type of thing. And I think his intention is that we would like to do this on 3rd of the 3rd, 4th of the 4th, 5th of the 5th, etc. So just keep your eyes to the ground. Obviously, watch the website, social media. So assuming that we're going to continue and do one next month, then just keep your eyes open and obviously enjoy your day. So I'll say goodbye. Thanks for joining.